We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Breaking news.
Students and staff this morning have evacuated Central Visual and Performing Arts High School and Collegiate School of Medicine and Bioscience in South St. Louis after reports of an active shooter. That situation has been secured and there is no active threat. We're going live right now to the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department press conference.
Shooter at the school here at Kings Highway and Arsenal. Officers arrived within a couple minutes of the call going out, and they immediately made entry into the school. As kids were fleeing out of the building, they talked to some of the kids who told them that there was a shooter armed with a long gun. The officers began to clear the building looking for the shooter. Upon hearing gunfire, they ran to that gunfire, located the shooter, and engaged that shooter in exchange of gunfire. The suspect was struck and transported from this location, and that suspect has since been pronounced deceased. At this time, no officers are injured. We had eight individuals from the school who were transported to local hospitals. One adult female has been pronounced at a local hospital. I believe that was from gunfire. We have one teenage female remaining here at the scene. She's also been pronounced as a result of a wound she received from gunfire. The others who were injured suffered a variety of injuries, from shrapnel injuries to gunshots. They're currently being treated. As their condition changes, we hope for the better. We'll provide that information to you as the day goes on. The building has been searched, initially by responding officers, then by a SWAT team. The bomb dog did go through the building after that. The force investigation unit will be conducting the investigation here. They now control the building. They're going to be conducting their search and doing interviews. All the kids, when they were left the school, were directed to two particular locations. They've since been transported to Gateway School. Parents may respond to Gateway School to be reunited with their children. We do need to get the information of the kids who are in the building so we can talk to them. That may not happen today. We need to get their information, understand, but they may not be interviewed today, understanding that they just went through a traumatic incident. But we do need to identify who was in the building and where they were at. That's very important. The officers did an amazing job. I was talking to a captain who was one of the first people into the school building. He spoke about how the officers arrived quickly, made entry with no hesitation, went directly to the sound of gunfire, which is the expectation, not only of the department, but of the community as well, to protect our kids and our teachers in these schools that should be considered safe. This is a heartbreaking day for all of us. It's going to be tough. While on paper we might have 9 victims, 8 who are transported and 1 remain, we have hundreds of others. Everyone who survived here is going to take home trauma. Even the officers who responded here, and the firefighters and the paramedics who worked on people here, are going to experience some degree of trauma. It's terrible to think about. Here is a safe place where kids go to learn, to grow, to develop, and something like this happens. It's just heartbreaking. But that we're aware of, there's no additional threats. So the community is safe here. Officers are patrolling the area. We have located what we believe to be as a suspect's vehicle. We'll be going through that soon after the bomb dog or the bomb squad checks it out. But again, we believe that we have the one suspect recovered and that no one else is at immediate risk at this time. And officers are currently working and processing the scene, are going to work to prepare their report for this incident.
Chief, what do you tell us about the suspect, his age, his connection to the school?
Sure. The suspect appears to be about 20 years of age. We haven't positively identified him yet, and that will then lead to any relationship to a person or the school itself.
Can we hold the questions until the end? We have a few other people that need to speak. We'll take questions at the end. Dr. Isom.
So just want to say our hearts go out to the victims of this tragedy, certainly those who have lost loved ones. But as the chief has said, this is a community tragedy. All of us are impacted by horrific incidents like this. We will continue to work with the school, with the family members, to complete the investigation and help with the recovery from this trauma. We know that many people will never recover, but we will try to assist them as they deal with their grief. So I do want to thank the officers for their response. I was here very quickly, and they engaged the suspect, thankfully, immediately. And so I do believe that their quick actions saved lives. So thank you to the police department, and we will continue to work to follow up and get more information about why and how this happened. So thank you.
We have George Sales from St. Louis Public Schools.
Hi. Obviously, our prayers also to the families right now. Dr. Adams is not here because he is he's meeting with families right now.
Where's Dr. Adams? Right here.
Oh, well, there he is. Dr. Adams, step right up. He was not here a few minutes ago.
Superintendent.
Good morning. Obviously, today is a tragedy. 700 students were impacted by what occurred here. The police department was on the spot, our security team as well, as we're working aggressively to try to find out what occurred and to make sure that this does not happen again. I'm really pleased that the faculty and staff rallied around getting students out of the building as quickly as possible. The building right now is a crime scene, and obviously we'll be working with families to give them the materials that are left in the building and also to reopen the building as soon as possible. I want to thank the police department and all of those parties that came to the table to support the 700 students in this building. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Doc.
Mayor Jones will be speaking next.
I visited this school on the first day and talked to the students and how excited they were about their upcoming school year. They were bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. We laughed, we sang, we danced. And now to be here for such a devastating and traumatic situation breaks my heart, especially as a mother. My son called because they got the news at his school as well. And he says, Mommy, you sound stressed. I'm stressed and I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken for these families who send their children to our schools hoping that they'll be safe. Our children shouldn't have to experience this. They shouldn't have to go through active shooter drills in case something happens. And unfortunately, that happened today. I also want to thank our first responders who ran in and made sure our babies were safe and took care of the situation sooner rather than later. And I'm sure that everyone involved is going to have to deal with the trauma that will reverberate across our community in the days and the months to come. This is just so unfair. It's so unfair. My heart and prayers go out to the families again. And I want to thank the school district again and our first responders for running towards danger to save our children, to save our staff and students. Thank you.
Congresswoman Bush.
So today is one of those days that we pray never happens across this country, but parents wake up every day in this community praying that it's not their school, it's not their child, it's not the situation of our community. Well, today was one of those days. We want to thank again our first responders, but we also want to thank those teachers and school staff and administrators that were in place and moving and ready. Those that were there to support the students and those that are there right now with the students. Our office would like to make sure that families know that we are standing with you, that our phone lines are open, If you don't know who to talk to, you can call our office. The phone number is 314-955-9980. It's 314-955-9980. If you need resources, let me say to our students and to the faculty, if you need help, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not hold it to yourself. We can help. So reach out to our office. We want to be there to support you. And our hearts go out to each and every one of you. But as we're thinking about how to help, we will also be here on the ground to help. Our team is here, and we will continue to be here for each and every one of you.
All right, we'll open up for a few questions. Chief, what can you tell us about the people who are deceased? We've heard one may have been a teacher. Are we to imply, or do you know if the other was a student?
Right, so the adult at the school, the adult female, once we can make notification and next of kin, we'll identify her relationship to the school. But at the moment, we're going to kind of respect that family and give them some time. We're just waiting for notification. And for the teen who remained here, the same for them. Hopefully we'll have more information about their relationships. But yeah,
how did the shooter get in?
That's a good question. I was just going to address that. The doors were locked. All right, the doors were locked. Don't be confused. The school was closed and the doors were locked. The security staff did an outstanding job identifying the suspect's efforts to enter and immediately notified other staff and ensured that we were contacted. It was that timely response by that security officer, the fact that the door did cause pause for the suspect, that bought us some time. So, but yes, the doors were locked.
So, I'm sorry, I'm confused. The doors were locked. How did he get in?
We're not going to talk about how the suspect gained entry.
What kind of security is in place here at the school on a day-to-day basis?
So, doctor?
All of our high schools are housed with security. In this particular building, there were 7 active security in the building on today. And so they were located at the place where kids are coming in, coming through the metal detectors. That's where they were today on both sides of the building. But there were 7 active officers on site today.
Can you clarify how many were transported?
8 individuals were transported, including the suspect.
What room was he in when the officers confronted him and shot him?
So that it was on the 3rd floor, in a room. I don't know if it was a classroom. I believe it was, but you know, it just all kind of merged. I haven't been in. You know, it is a crime scene, so I don't want to go
in. Some of the survivors have told Camo X that they leaped out of a 3rd floor window to get away. Can you confirm that? Did people jump out of the window to get away?
We're not aware yet. Now, understanding that hundreds of kids fled out of the building, which they should have done. And thank God again for the teachers and the adults in the building who helped facilitate their escape. I don't know the means by which they left. As we go through our interview process, we'll learn more about that, but it's possible that they did do that.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Do we know if any of the victims are targeted?
We won't know anything about that until the suspect has been identified. We know that suspect's relationship to the school and the victims.
Did he fire the officer? I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was an exchange of gunfire. Okay.
That is the press conference from the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department involving the active shooter situation that happened about 9:12 this morning at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School and Collegiate School of Medicine and Bioscience. Apparently, according to Lieutenant Colonel Michael Sack, the interim police chief there for the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, the police ran in toward the sound of gunfire and engaged in gunfire with the suspect. The suspect is now dead. 2 victims have also died. The suspect is roughly 20 years old. They have not said how he gained access to the building yet, but that will be information that is forthcoming. Again, this is this morning at about 9:12. This happened at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School and Collegiate School of Medicine and Bioscience in South St. Louis. There was an active shooter situation. The active shooter is now, the scene is secure, and the shooter is now deceased. That was Lieutenant Michael Sack, interim police chief.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.